Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to go to the epicenter of all that snow. Ted Brandt, did you finally dig yourself out? He's in the Enderlin area. So are you above the snow level now?
Well, I think so. We've gotten through the first phase of it. We're going to have to go back out and tune some stuff up once this wind dies down. It's kind of a losing battle out there.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of days. Have you been able to figure out how much exactly your farm is near Enderlin? You've got a lot of farmland, so it's not just one area. You're basically, what, to the east of Enderlin, is that right? Or are you south?
Yeah, from Enderlin, we'll go west linear all the way up to Highway 1.
Okay, gotcha. Of course, I had to guess the wrong direction. But anyway, and Ted also is owner of Cheyenne Valley Ag. We'll get to that in a little bit. But as you've been digging around and rooting around, do you still have a lot of snow in the fields, or did this kind of fill you back up again?
You know, most of it on the hilltops, it's all blown into the kind of the low spots. The 40-mile-an-hour winds doesn't let much settle down. After our 40-degree days, was the last week, we saw a lot of black dirt starting to show up out in the fields, and, it was starting to give us a little hope spring may have been here on its way.
Yeah, Mother Nature likes to do that, tease a little bit and then yank it back with some more snow, so hopefully it's not too bad. And it was interesting because I was trying to get you to give me how much snow or how much snowpack you've got, but I think you're like the rest of us with these crazy 40, 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds we've had recently. It's like the ever-changing sand in the desert, I guess. You sometimes have snow that's a couple of feet deep in one spot, and you could walk over another spot, and it's hardly any snow. Is that kind of what you're seeing? There's no consistency?
Yeah, it's pretty all over the board. It's hard to tell how much snow we've actually got without looking up on Endon stuff and looking at our snowfall for this year already. But there's plenty of it out there, and we sure don't need any more.
All right. Well, Ted, let's get into springtime. I know we're really not that far away. It's hard to believe, but we've got about a week left of February. Then we can start talking about March, and March sun doesn't mean we're going to get away from blizzards and such, but we're going to start making our way to the good side for moisture levels. Let's talk about that. First of all, a lot of folks had drought, although you guys got a few of those significant rains from time to time. How are you sitting for moisture and the planting this year? Do you need any more, or you think you're set with the snow you got?
Going into the planting season this fall, depending on what Mother Nature decides to do here and how fast we warm up, we got plenty of moisture sitting in the subsoil, and I still think there's some of that rain that's just sitting up on the top of a few inches of dirt. We started getting pretty cool when we get those kind of rainy spells during harvest last year and fall tillage, and the ground was starting to get a little bit stiffer, so I don't think we were really absorbing much more moisture. Going into the fall or spring, once we start getting a little bit of the spring thaw and the frost starts letting up a little bit, I think we'll see quite a bit of stuff start going down in a hurry.
Sure.
It's just depending on how fast we warm up and how steady of a weather pattern we can get.
Again, that was Ted Brandt, who owns Cheyenne Valley Ag and also farms in the Enderlin area. This is Inside Agriculture.